And I do extremely enjoy getting to race and getting to the racetrack and that positive interaction that I've created with these race fans. It's been a long road through my career, and I feel like I'm only just getting started. And I think the biggest thing is that I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed every second of it. Hey guys, this is Rico Abreu, El Bandito Yankee race car driver. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the most dynamic drivers and personalities in motorsports today, a USAC Series champion, two-time Chili Bowl winner, and fresh off the fastest lap in Tri-City Speedway history, the one and only Rico Abreu. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Oh, it's great to have you. Well, there's always a good time to have Rico on, but this is a really good time, right? Some of your best racing right here, right now. I mean, you guys are dialed in.
We are. My team's doing an incredible job on my race car and consistently having it fast every weekend. It's been a real pleasure to drive, and everything's just been connecting. So it's been a cool experience. We got, you know, a bunch of races coming up, and I just look forward to, you know, staying consistent, competing up front, and getting a couple more wins under our belt.
Yeah, and so when you think about this, and you, there's so many fans, there's so much excitement around what it is that you're doing. Just got a chance to see you out at the Indy 500, the greatest spectacle in racing. Some dirt drivers, you know, they're just kind of, they're in their lane, they're big within the sport. You sort of transcend motorsports in a bunch of different ways. I saw you there with different drivers and Roger Penske, and obviously last night, you know, racing with good friend, you know, Kyle Larson. Do you think about that ever, right? You know, as well and as successful as you are on the dirt track side, you're everywhere.
I just enjoy getting to see these crown jewel events. And, you know, I made it a point this year. I've never been to the Indianapolis 500, and I made it a point that I wanted to go and experience that. And, you know, it was an incredible, incredible experience, and to get on the starting grid and just to feel the atmosphere and the energy and the buzz that event creates was pretty cool. It's something I've never experienced. And, you know, we got to watch a little bit on the grid, and then we went down into the snake pit and seen all the crazies being wild at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it was just so baffling to me that how all these people endorsed the event. And it was just, like I said, an incredible experience. I'm so glad I got to go. And, you know, I got to see some really, really cool people that are very impactful in the sport of auto racing and just in the world and communities that we're around daily. You know, it's just a, like I said, just an extremely incredible event and experience for someone to attend as a fan.
Oh my gosh. As a fan, like 350,000 or so fans, maybe pushing forward with the infield and everything about it. And I mean, it's exciting for you to go ahead and see that and for you to be there as well. And this is one of the things that you've always done, is you've always been so proactive and so passionate. And the thing is you take all of your fans with you. So when you go to the Indy 500 and you experience all that and you share that with all the fans on social media, that has been one of your gifts that you bring not only to your brand as you build it, but also to the sport, because not only are you taking Rico Abreu with you and all of your fans, you're taking, you know, the dirt track world too, right?
Yeah, and that, I think that cross promotion is really impactful on the industry. You know, for me to share that what I'm doing, you know, at these events that are not normal for me, the race fans like to see that stuff. And I feel like the more open I've been on social media and all these different platforms that have been created to connect with the race fans, the more it's grown. And I've made it a point to be open and let people in a little bit of my life and the things I have going on. And it's just a really cool experience.
When you go to a race, it's cool to have fans come up and say hi to you and everything, you know. And during the course of a racing season, you know, drivers, you're focused on the track. You got your head down, you've got your team promoting, and obviously you're doing that. But when you go to an event like that, like the Indy 500, where there's so many people from so many places all around the world, and are you ever surprised with, I mean, you know, they know who you are and what you do, but are you surprised sometimes when you're like, wow, man, they're up to speed with things?
I'm surprised sometimes, and it's really allowed me to be really, really humbled about what's you know, kind of the direction I've taken this whole industry and the things that I do to promote my brand. And, you know, it's a very humbling opportunity for me to just be able to even have the ability to drive a race car. And then on top of that, market the brand I've created of myself and my race team, and to be able to hopefully one day make money and enjoy it at the same time. And I do extremely enjoy getting to race and getting to the racetrack, and that interaction, that positive interaction that I've created with these race fans. It's been a long road through my career, and I feel like I'm only just getting started on the process of this. And I think the biggest thing is that I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed every second of it. And I struggle at times, but I really, really try to show comfort to people at the races and the race fans on social media, because that's their way of connecting with me and their passion for the sport. And I think that positive impression goes a long way to somebody. And, you know, I've always known, you know, you don't know what's on the other side of someone's life or personality. And I could be that person that changes them to change to a positive direction in life. And life is difficult at times. And I think it's really important for people to know that, you know, we're all in this together, and that a little bit of positivity goes a long way.
Yeah, you think about this, is there so much more to racing and the racing community than just what happens on the track, and your enthusiasm and your passion for what it is you do and the people that support it, I think has resonated, right? I think that's part of that secret sauce that makes you that great ambassador for sprint cars and for dirt track racing. We were just covering us hanging out, you know, with John Force and a bunch of people with NHRA. And I've always thought that on that level, on the drag racing side and for motorsports, that NHRA is one of the series that has the most unrealized potential. You know, it's great. It's immediate gratification. It's loud and it's bright, and there's so much room for it on the dirt track side. That is some of the best racing out there. You know, everybody talks about, you know, your Formula One and your IndyCar and NASCAR, and obviously I cover them all, but dirt track racing is some of the most entertaining racing out there. And do you feel like that too? I think dirt track racing is in a great place. I think you're in a lot of ways that bridge to some of those other personalities that are in and about it and that love it and grew up with it. But I think dirt track racing is very strong right now.
It is. And what allows it to be like that is how family oriented it is. And the access the fans have in the pit area up to the race cars, the drivers. I feel like there's really no limitation for a fan, the fan aspect of it, of that physical site where you can get as close as you want to the race cars and with dirt hitting you in the face on the racetrack because the grandstands are so close. And, you know, you can go down and meet your favorite race car driver. And, you know, it's just really grown over the years. And I feel like it's created a bunch of momentum lately. You know, because it's pretty simple in and out. You know, the process of racing is fast paced, you know, with short track racing and, you know, with 25 to 35 lap A main events. And it's about a 15 minute process to watch your driver race in a complete race. So, like I said, I feel like our industry is going in the right direction. And there's a lot of good people around it too. And from the fan side of it to the competitor side of it to the crew members, you know, you don't see a whole lot of negativity brewing around short track grassroots racing.
You don't see a lot of negativity, but you do see a little bit of mystery. And when it comes to sponsors, we know in the world of motorsports, I don't think sponsors are as important in any other sport as they are in motorsports, and that great relationship. All sponsors are good, right? Everybody needs support for what it is to keep racing and keep for the fans. Some are even better and even more fun. You know, when you come in and on the mystery side, you don't always let the competitors know what the schedule is. And that's why you're also known as the bandit, right? You get in, you win, you get out, you do all of those kind of things. And so for El Bandido Yankee, which is the official tequila of race day, like I said, all sponsors are good. This is a really nice fit, Rico.
It's an exciting one for me, you know, and such a well-known brand that's growing extremely fast, you know, for them to come in and be a part of racetracks and series and drivers. It's a really cool opportunity for me to help build up a brand for Jim and Eric and everybody involved. There's some great, great people behind the scenes that have created an unbelievable tasting tequila. I'm lucky I'm old enough to try tequila, and it's definitely some of the best I've ever tried in my life. You know, we brought some to a friend's gathering over the weekend, and there was a lot of positive feedback from it, just from me asking if people liked it or not. And I was uncertain of the answer I was going to get, because tequila can be tough sometimes for people. And you know what was so cool about, you know, our partnership is just the people around it, and Eric and Jim and everybody that's associated with El Bandido Tequila is incredible.
It fits itself into, you know, oftentimes, and you celebrate in Victory Lane more often than maybe most or maybe almost any other drivers, right? So you want to have that great partner for that post-race celebration. And it's one thing to celebrate with motor oil or brake pads, but tequila, right? It's a natural fit for that Victory Lane.
It is. And I'm looking forward to getting them in Victory Lane soon.
So last thing, Rico, is, you know, we talk about dirt track racing, sort of the crossover, you know, they're racing on dirt at Bristol. You had some NASCAR experience in the truck series and Justin Marks and Trackhouse, an exciting group. And as your celebrity goes and you sort of transcend even the series that you're dominant in and a big star in right now, and as the people, as the public asks for more, what's next? Because you think, so Kyle Larson, get a chance to talk to him. He's doing the double. He can race almost anything just like you. He's going to be racing the Indy 500. You've been there. You've seen it. Would you consider doing that? And do you see maybe some NASCAR stuff in the future? What's next?
I would definitely consider it. It's an amazing event. I would love to do the crossover and just get to experience racing laps in an Indy car around the most historical racetrack in mankind, and at Indianapolis Speedway. And I would not say no to the right opportunity. And that, I think the next thing for me is to stay on this path of sprint car racing and the Chili Bowl and the Crown Jewel events. I have, you know, I feel like I'm in a very unique opportunity and have a great group of people around me that were, it would be really extremely cool to go after the Crown Jewel event, winning those and, you know, allowing my team to experience those extremely high highs and, you know, in winning, you know, the Knoxville Nationals and the Kings Royals, and Eldora is paying $1 million to win this year. And, you know, and out in California, there's a bunch of major events popping up, for sprint car racing. And it's an exciting year for our sport with the money that's driven around it right now, that the opportunity to what you can win and these Crown Jewel events it's only growing.
It is a good time to be a dirt track fan. It is a good time to be Rico Abreu. It is a good time to be a fan of motorsports. And so as we let you go, Rico, and all of that, social media people, for fans to keep up with everything that you're doing. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for those extra events as El Bandido rides along with you and the fans this season. But social media-wise, where can people go to keep up?
Our website is pretty updated regularly. And then all my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We take pride in staying consistent with race updates and results and partnerships, and so any of those platforms for sure. And this weekend I'm headed up into Wisconsin to race with the All-Star Circuit of Champions, so I'm looking forward to those events. And then Knoxville Raceway with the Word of Outlaws the following weekend to do a little tune-up for the Knoxville Nationals.
It's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a great summer for fans of El Bandido Yankee and, of course, fans for Rico Abreu. So fast, it's criminal. Rico, we'll let you get back to it, but thanks for everything you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.